This is Josh Denny, and you are listening to March of the Pigs.
Step right up.
Welcome to the Bike Companion, everybody. We're running a little bit behind tonight because we just finished doing an episode of Unpopular Opinion.
Holla!
Yeah, the Adam Todd Brown podcast. And it got heated.
It got very heated.
I don't know, heated. We were jumbled. We were all over the place. You know, it was a hot debate. We were sharing all kinds of unpopular opinions about each other.
That's one way to put it. Is this us? Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, we're logged in. You can see. We have some people watching already. Welcome. Bike Companion live. And we're trying to get our DirecTV feed up so we can watch along with you guys here to do commentary. So this is the Baltimore episode number three?
Number three.
Number three of the season. And this was a good one. I enjoyed this. sound like an idiot. It's very tough to go from unpopular opinion speed to this.
Yeah, it's a different kind of podcast.
Hopefully we have it rocking for these people. But and this is working slowly as well.
Yeah, it takes a while to boot up.
I cropped this so that the fat is not showing as much. Hope you guys enjoy that. all right. So, yeah, what are we, like 3-4 minutes in? We're probably almost all the way through the first act. I don't know what time it is, 8:07. But if you guys are watching along, there we go. Baltimore's biggest and baddest. And we're watching. There's my big, dumb face.
Oh.
5 minutes in. So we're probably right in the middle of Jimmy's Famous Seafood, one of my favorite spots for the entire season. And by the way,
do we need to Skype someone in?
Yeah, we will at some point. We can get Jacob in. We'll just wait till we get to a commercial break or something. Is this loading?
What's
happening? Ugh, just got my face on there for no reason.
I know.
That's not good.
It's just gigantic.
What a dumb picture for them to use. There I am. Yeah, so we're making the seafood UFO right now. This sandwich, by the way, was crazy. It was a giant crab cake with crab mac and cheese balls, seafood salad, and all kinds of lettuce, tomato. You got deep fried shrimp, deep fried oysters. Ugh, this thing was incredible. But the amazing thing about Jimmy's is that the food is like, it's nuts. There's just tons of amazing things on their menu, and I can't recommend Jimmy's enough. It's so good. One of the funny things from this episode that you didn't really get to see a lot of was how scared I am to be around live crabs.
Oh, yeah?
Terrified. Terrified. I don't know.
That's understandable. I don't think I would dig it.
I don't know if I got pinched as a kid or something or what, but I just know that like the second I'm near and then they move, I get freaked out immensely.
I wouldn't be into that at all.
Somebody mentioned online this weekend that I kind of look creepy in the shots where I watch people eat, and that's unintentional, but I do kind of have like a...
It's also impossible to avoid.
Yeah, to not look creepy watching people eat. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, get it off.
That's like saying you look creepy watching people sleep.
Like, yeah.
Of course you do.
There's not a cool way to be like, hey, you sleeping? That's funny. This is that's cool. This is our producer, our executive producer's family here on the left who came to get in on the fun this day. And then this guy, John, he's great. John is a professional wrestler.
No way.
Yes. And
you'd never know it from that perm and everything else about him.
He's super. I'll give you one one opportunity to guess his ethnicity. He's full on Greek, if you didn't realize. Owns a restaurant and wrestles Greek. But yeah, he's the awesome dude. And their family, the whole family's great. The family that kept me there. There's another guy, you can't really see him, a dude named Stavros in the background who was giving me massages in between takes in a totally non-sexual way.
Sure, sure.
Which I was a little disappointed.
Which is the worst way.
Yeah, terrible. But yeah, that seafood UFO was amazing. It was a really, really delicious thing.
What and all was on it?
There's a 2-pound crab cake.
I'm in.
2-pound right crab there. Cake. Seafood salad was like a cold shrimp salad. And then they had deep fried shrimp, deep fried oysters, and then Krabby Mac balls, which are crab cakes stuffed inside of mac and cheese balls deep fried.
That sounds pretty great.
Like that by itself is all you need to know. So people are saying, is the audio video cutting out for anyone else or is it just me? Yeah, guys, we have this problem sometimes where the feed cuts out.
Yeah.
Bad connection. So I will say this. If the connection is super shitty for everybody, just download this thing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I mean, and I'll pull the live off. It's just we're at the mercy of our internet connection here, guys. So it's sometimes it works well and sometimes it's just a mess. So I don't know. I guess I could have tried to connect to the Wi-Fi to see if that works any better. But
yeah, if you want to. I mean, you can stop it.
Yeah, it's actually saying connection lost, attempting to reconnect. So let me see if I can. Let me see if I can do this. And we'll get Jacob on here, too. Did he add you on Skype?
Yeah. Do you want me to call him?
Yeah, you can. Let me go in. I'm just going to connect to your other Wi-Fi because I think I'm getting nothing on the edge. Which one is your actual Wi-Fi?
It's AT&T.
The U2V 5x4?
No, it's 7G something. Hold on.
There it is.
Yeah, GKY 7JK.
We'll try to connect to that and see if that's any better. Okay, cool. You can give him a ring if you want. Did he add you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get this brought up. We're going to call a sound guy. We could really be beneficial having him in the room right now. But
hey, how's it going?
What's up, Jacob?
I'm well. How are you?
This is our sound guy, also known as Cub.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Hey, Cub.
Jacob, you're on with me and my buddy Adam Todd Brown, who's also a comedian.
Hi, Adam Todd Brown.
And he's like my de facto co-host.
Co-host.
For these Bite Companions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, so we just finished watching the Jimmy segment. We're on a commercial break right now, but I was going to see if you had any. Do you have any fond memories from Jimmy's other than the fact that they way overfed us that day?
Oh, boy. I mean, that was definitely probably the best crab cake I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah. Did you have the crab cakes for lunch?
Oh, yeah. I had crab cakes all day.
Yeah. That was that play. I know. They kept feeding us. Like, I'm pretty sure I had four lunches in that restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Great guys. Great hosts. Great crab cakes. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty awesome.
Pizza looks great at this place.
Yeah. What are we already on?
Champs.
To Champs and Glen Burnie. We're trying to get the live feedback up, Jacob, but it ain't working. Yeah, so I had to get Cub on here for the first half because unfortunately he had friends that decided to get married in the middle of our filming, so he missed the back three episodes.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gave him such a hard time because his replacement was just not good enough. Poor Spencer, if he's listening to this. I just kept calling him not Jacob because everything he did annoyed me.
Poor Spence.
Yeah, I know. I gave him such a hard time. All right, I'm trying to log in here.
I'm sure he did
here.
A great job, though.
No, he did. He did great. He's very particular about how things are set up, so that's fine. But, you know, you always have a special spot in your heart for your first. And I don't know if people give a shit about this at all, but Cub wasn't just the sound guy on our season one first three episodes. You were the sound guy on the very first thing I ever shot.
Yes. Yes. For the sizzle reel.
Yeah. So we did. A lot of people will never, no one will ever see this. It will never see the light of day. This says the Mevo's in use and it's locked in. And I just tried to reconnect it to the new wireless and it's just all jacked.
Do you want me to try it?
Yeah. I mean, if you can configure it while I talk, but yeah, we shot a thing in Atlanta. This was about a year ago right now, right? In January.
Yeah, really? Wow. It's already been a year.
It's been a year since we shot that thing. So we basically shot one act of a show, mm-hmm. in Atlanta that may or may not ever see the light of day. And you see a lot of the footage in the show open, but it's an act that never made it into an episode yet. So hopefully we can get to a point where, I don't know, we get to use that, or maybe if we go back to Atlanta, we can reshoot there. It'd be fun, because that was a fun place too.
Yeah, I would love for y'all to come to Atlanta so I can actually sleep in my own bed. That'd be great.
I know. That's where you live now, right?
Yes. Yes. Currently located.
In Alabama. That's good.
Yeah.
We're here at Champs now in Glen Burnie. What a place. There's not a real way to... I mean, talk about a place that has like a Willy Wonka menu, man. They have so many things on their menu. And this was another place that overfed the hell out of us this day, too. We had that chicken and waffle pizza is what I'm making on the screen right now, or I just made, I should say. And what did we eat that at, like 9 a.m?
I mean, it was the perfect breakfast.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Chicken and waffle pizza, you can't beat it. Yeah, it was really good. And then we ordered. I don't know what's wrong with us, to where sometimes we go there and we're just like, we want to try everything, so we'll order a bunch of food for the crew, and then we'll eat like the ginormous thing, we'll eat all the other food, and then we're all miserable for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I think we should really start going somewhere else for lunch,
like a salad joint or something. Food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you put on any pounds in the 3 weeks or in the three shoots that we did?
No, I don't gain weight, man.
Yeah, you don't either.
I'm skinny.
Yeah.
And I'm lugging all that audio gear around, man. I'm exercising.
Yeah, unlike me, who's just working my mouth the entire time, but in both food, in a food sense and in an audio sense, just talking incessantly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's I gained like 16 pounds after season one, and I've lost all of it, and then I put 8 back on because I've been sick for the last 3 weeks, so that sucks. But yeah, we should probably talk more about this episode. What did you think of the Chesapeake Pizza, Cub?
It was okay.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't the winner of the day for me.
No, what was your favorite of the day?
I actually really thought the chicken and waffles pizza, and I was skeptical.
Yeah. So for you, it was chicken and waffle. That was the winner.
Yeah. I really just enjoyed the whole place. You know, I feel like there was an arcade in the back.
Yeah, that wasn't an arcade. That was a bail bonds office.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was a very... They are in all kinds business, for sure. But, no, I actually... The Chesapeake pizza was probably my favorite of the day, but we went home with, like, 4 pizzas. It was pretty preposterous. I think I went back to the room with a full 5 cheese pizza, and I just nibbled on that for the entire week we were in Baltimore. The last night we were in Baltimore, I had the desserts from Jimmy's. Yeah, this thing's just, it is, yeah, it's, we're having technical problems with the live feed. So much for going live.
Oh, that California internet, huh?
Oh, man. We're in downtown LA right now, and it's just the internet service down here is just garbage. Like, we can't even connect 2 devices to the same Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Adam's trying, but at this point, I just don't care.
Yeah, the camera keeps turning off.
It just keeps shutting down. So what, the audio's fine. I'll just tell everybody, look, we tried, didn't work.
Get them next time.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well,
they should be watching the show anyway.
Yeah, they should. You're right. 100% right. Nobody should be watching us. Should be watching the show. I guess I could broadcast this live on Blog Talk Radio. just the audio feed of it next week if we wanted to do that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Because we're having the problem. But who knows? That might cut out incessantly too, and that might be garbage garbage audio quality. So and you know who doesn't stand for that? Jacob Falls.
No, I don't.
You don't stand for garbage audio, sir. And no. And good on you. We had a little bit of fun. Do you want to talk a little bit about our Chipotle experience while we were traveling in Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. I mean, how we got to road trip between every city.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was, and Chipotle. Yeah, what an experience at Chipotle.
How long did I wait there? We got lunch. We were just like, let's just eat something light and quick. You know, it's a travel
and you
day.
Went to Chipotle?
Yeah, well, I got a salad. Cub got, like, just the tacos, right? You didn't eat a lot.
Yeah, I got the tacos. And, you know, I can eat whatever.
Yeah. And so I pull up to this thing and the walkway, and I want fajitas.
Yeah.
You know, not a ridiculous request, I would think. I've been going to Chipotle since 2006. I've gotten fajita in everything that I've ever ordered.
Right.
Never been a problem. I waited for 48 minutes.
Jesus.
To get fajita veggies to put in my salad.
That's a long time.
Like, I came out and Cub's like literally nibbling so that he doesn't finish his food out of politeness.
I mean, I took cigarette breaks too.
Yeah, I was just like, dude, you should have just eaten all that for 15 minutes. And I don't know why I stood there like a dumbass waiting for that to happen. And it's not an embellishment. I do feel like I waited probably 40 minutes total.
Mm-hmm. Not worth it. I'm not a Chipotle fan.
No. And it was one of those things like, so on the last podcast we did, we just did Adam's, it's called the Unpopular Opinion Podcast, and I brought up the concept of minimum wage. And I remember walking out to you and the thing, and I was like, these motherfuckers want to make $15 an hour. And I just watch a dude with untied Yeezys move at the pace of a fucking snail making my fajita veggies. And I was just like, this 16-year-old piece of shit wants $15 an hour? He's lucky we don't take him outside and beat him with a fucking sock full of soap.
Yeezys aren't cheap.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
It's an expensive shoe.
I was super angry at American work ethic that day. I was I was pissed.
Oh, but how are the fajitas, though?
Oh, no, they've never tasted better. Yeah, it really, 45-minute wait times really add to the appreciation you have for food. I was like, how dare I expect this in a meet? By the way, and that pushed us. When the entire trip between Baltimore and Richmond is 3 hours and you spent 45 extra. Yeah. I don't even think it's 3 hours. It's like 2.5, right?
Yeah, it's not far.
It wasn't long. Yeah.
Yeah. We spent all of that time trying to get fucking fajitas and it didn't work. Not to mention there were like 45 other restaurants within a mile from where we were that I probably could have went to. And we tried to get Chick-fil-A and it was closed because it was a Sunday.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Remember that?
That's shady.
That's always the day I want Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we go we're here at the breakfast shop talking with these people. Harvest pancakes. You ate some of those, didn't you?
Dude, I thought I was going to have a panic attack. There was so much sugar.
Oh, my God. They were so sweet. Like, to the point where you would need, like, 20 people to share these in a reasonable amount because there is so much sugar in these bad boys.
5 pounds per pancake?
No, 5 pounds. I think it is 5 pounds per pancake. Jesus. Yeah, 30 pounds of pancakes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just one giant 5-pound pancake, and there's 6 of them.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Not going to sugarcoat it.
Ha ha.
I get it.
Adam phoning it in.
Yeah.
There's Bill. The guy in the orange shirt is Bill with the thumbs up. He was he did our production stills. So if you see good shots of me making faces to the camera in Baltimore, he was the guy who took those pictures.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah. Too nice. One of those guys that will chat you up to no end.
Oh,
Bill. And he's like a Wikipedia, a walking Wikipedia of like every movie that's ever been made and who shot it and how they shot it.
Oh, yeah.
What gear they shot it on. So like I make a lot of movie quotes and references on set. And then he would like literally pop into the frame and be like, you know what they shot that on, right? It's just like, I don't give a shit. But go ahead, Bill. Fire it at me.
You're the stills guy, man.
Yeah, I was just like, I get, 100%. 100% was just like, I don't need any more knowledge on who shot. I can tell you who's shooting this. He's right over there. Shut up so he can do his job.
Scott and Rob.
Yeah, Scott and Rob. Yeah, these pancakes, they were good, but it was like I had two bites of them and was like, I feel like I'm on crack.
Yeah, I remember us shooting that and me actually looking at you and feeling sorry for you.
Oh, wow. Well, is that the only time that happened this season?
that's the only time. Wow. Like, I couldn't imagine eating and just keep eating those pancakes.
Yeah. Thank God it wasn't a challenge because I would have quit the show. I'm not kidding. Like, they were so sweet and it was good. There were good flavors, but it was just so much like pumpkin. And then you had pumpkin spice, whipped cream that's on top of these too.
Jesus.
Oh yeah.
And then candied pumpkin seeds. It was just like, overkill. But I can understand, like, if you're a pumpkin spice fan, you eat like a normal order of these, you would love them.
Yeah.
But fucking 30 pounds. face I just made?
Yeah.
I just tried the pumpkin by itself and I just made a face.
You didn't
look
pleased with that pumpkin seed.
Yeah. I'm telling the audience that he invented pumpkin spice, and you can go ahead and argue with me if you want, but try to prove us wrong. Yeah. Go ahead.
Are the deviled eggs in this episode?
Yeah, they are, but very briefly. We don't. So if you noticed, if you're watching these, we shot two extra dishes that we covered, the making of and what goes into them. And then when they did the edits, it ended up being so tight that we only were able to use one other dish in every restaurant. So in every restaurant we go to, there's only one dish and then the ginormous thing. But there's a whole other dish that we filmed a how-to of that never made it into the show.
Oh, yeah.
So he made these deviled eggs here that were actually quite good. Well, two of them were amazing, and then one of them was just like, what the fuck was wrong with you when you came up with this one? was that the seafood one, Cub? I can't remember.
It was seafood. It's very, like, lemony or something.
Yeah, it had lime in it, and it was not.
Lime.
It was like fish and lime. And he made a couple, like, the roasted red pepper and mushroom one was amazing.
Yeah.
And then there was like another one that he did there that was pretty damn good too.
It was like the ceviche one.
That's what it was. It was like a ceviche deviled egg. And
nah,
I was like, nope.
I'm not a fan of deviled eggs. I don't like mayonnaise based.
Mustard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm normally not a big deviled egg guy either, but I will say the other two were amazing. And then I was just like, how do you like these two things? And then like this third thing as well. It was not. Yeah. The deviled egg. Is that. Yeah, that's what you were talking about, Cub?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not
so, you know,
fun.
I got to be honest. I haven't actually watched a single episode yet.
Well, I'll cut that part out of the podcast.
Wow.
He only listens to them because that's...
If I can keep being honest, really like the show.
Yeah.
Stuff I have seen,
I find it a little gluttonous, to be honest, and wasteful.
Not my favorite host.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the guy on that we filmed. He's a piece of shit.
Look, I was there. I saw it. I listened to it.
That is a good point. You really don't need to watch it.
Yeah.
I only watch it because I'm incredibly vain.
Like, I don't listen to my podcasts. No? I listen to them to edit them, and then I'm, yeah.
Yeah, I listen to my own even after they're out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that bad?
Yeah, that's really weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's super weird.
But you know what is? It's more because I'm paranoid that I missed something in the edit.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making sure that I didn't screw something up.
Oh, we have commenters who let us know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. Up. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't. Uh-oh. You got to have listeners first. Well, hopefully
people are listening to this?
Yeah, well, they were. We were Facebook Live broadcasting, and then it got busted up. So that'll just go into the podcast feed. But, yeah, we probably get, like, 400 listeners a day, 400 listens a day.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we get like 1,000, probably, well, I should say 400 a day is usually the first day, and it kind of trickles down. So it's usually like 12 to 1,500 a week.
Okay.
That's decent amount. Okay. I'm sure it'll go up as the show continues on. Which, good news, by the way, I guess we can officially announce it on this podcast. We've been reordered for season 2, 13 episodes, right?
Yay!
Big surprise. A round of applause. And Cub's going to be joining us on that. I think.
I've been in the talks.
You guys are in talks.
Passed back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is tough because we don't have any idea what the schedule is like yet.
Yeah.
You know, so I know one of the things that Libby, who's our EP, mentioned is people want more break time in between the shoots. So if we're going to go, you know, 2 weeks nonstop, then I think we're going to take at least 2, maybe 3 weeks off in between, which is going to spread out the season a little bit. But I think, you know, will help.
Yeah. Hey, as I told Chrissy, I'm down to do whatever they want me to do.
Yeah, I was like, fuck that. Let's do 4 episodes in 3 weeks. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm, yeah, you know, whatever. However, as quickly as they need these things, I want to get them to them.
Yeah. Hey, I love to get paid to travel and eat food. So
yeah, you and me both. Like, there's a lot of worse jobs that we could be doing other than this, for sure.
Yeah,
and the people are cool too. Like, you know, with the you kind of missed out on one on the second leg. I won't go into that because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But we did have one that was kind of not as ideal as it should be in terms of like the cooperation from the ownership. But
fair enough.
Yeah, but you know, one out of seven ain't bad. We've done 7 of these so far, and everything is you know, is working fine for the most part. Yeah. The owners are great. Like all these guys, Sonny, Jeff, and John and Tony, they're all great.
Yeah. Everyone that I worked with was so appreciative, and they really enjoyed it, and we enjoyed being there too. It was awesome.
Well, the one thing that I love the most about the show is I don't know if you follow anything on Facebook or any of the restaurants or anything, but Sonny from Champs posted today that his after this episode aired Friday, Saturday and Sunday were 2 of his biggest business days ever. And he just had people coming in from like Philly and Jersey and all around the city because they saw it on TV.
Oh, nice.
And he was like, it's been super busy. It's like completely changed his business for the better. And, you know, that's the thing that makes me the most happy and the most excited is that these guys are actually getting out of it what they deserve to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, they work really hard on creating restaurants and concepts that people like, you know, and Jimmy's, I mean, that thing is a fucking empire already. You know, so it's probably going to be hard for them to see any real uptick from it because that place cranks nonstop. It's literally 5 restaurants in one, Jimmy's Famous Seafood.
I like that these two have matching man buns.
You do like that. Doesn't she look like Laura Prepon from...
She looks like Laura Crawford.
Orange is the New Black.
You remember Laura Crawford, right?
Yeah, I don't like that.
I know.
Cutting that out. She don't need any press from me. She would tell you. She'd be the first to tell you I'm a hack. I'm no good. She doesn't need any help from me. Yeah, this girl totally looks like the chick from that 70s show, Laura Prepon. Here it is, Jacob Falls, sound record. By the way, is that your credit, Jacob? Sound recordist?
That's what they called me.
I don't like that
sound
at all.
Sound recordist?
I'm getting that changed. Yeah. Can we call you an engineer or something better, more distinguished than recordist?
You know, like field mixer extraordinaire.
Yeah, I don't know. Sound recordist.
Even just field mixer would be better.
Yeah, or even sound is better than sound. Recordist. It makes it sound like beyond...
Soundist.
It makes it sound like beyond pressing record, you are worthless.
Yep.
Yeah, you're the guy who hits record for the sound guy.
Yeah. He's the recordist. I actually think of you as a guy who plays that awful recorder instrument. You know, that everybody had when they were like in 5th grade and nobody could play like 10 songs on it.
Hot cross buns. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't subscribe to that. No.
Well, you know, honestly, that's pretty much all I do.
Sound?
Well, I mean, I just hit record and just let it go. Yeah.
Well, you do have to set levels and stuff though, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, there's more to it, but yeah, I mean, I have to make sure your wire is good and, you know, the ovens are turned off.
And I've worked with 3 or 4 different sound guys by now. And I got to say, Cub's the best by far. And I'm not just saying that because he's on the podcast. But I will say that, like, you do. I feel like I don't. This is when somebody's really good at their job, when you don't see them working.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that sounds like he's a piece of shit. But what I mean by that is, like, Cub will just walk up to me and be like, all right, open your shirt. We'll put this on. And then turn your pack on, and then that's it.
Yeah.
There's no like, go get this for me. No, like, can you give me a level? None of that. It's just ready. It's always ready. I'm never fucking with wires. I'm never moving things. We're never changing things in the room. Like, there's never, oh, we can't do this now because this change. Like, none of that happened.
Yeah.
And that, and those things have happened on other shoots. And that's not to say that, that that's not because of extenuating circumstances. And Cub wouldn't deal with that same issue if he were in that restaurant versus the three that the or the three cities that we did, which are 9 shoot days. But it's just you got to compare apples to apples. There was never like a, oh, we have a sound issue. Like, we never had those issues with Cub on set, which is probably why he's coming back for season 2.
Makes sense.
You can't see, but I'm blushing.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. It's a deserved blush. So did you have any fond memories from our recording? We did spend about a whole day in a British pub in Richmond, Virginia together.
Oh, yeah. Dude, really, the entire time I had a blast.
Yeah.
Like, I had a great time.
Well, you had like a pretty sizable bottle of booze with you at all times as well. So I think you guys are having way more fun at night than I was. But
Oh, yeah. But I mean, every day, I mean, the crew was awesome. We just really thoroughly enjoyed just spending time together.
Yeah.
Even after working all day together, we still all went and got dinner. And went to bars and had a great time. I mean, I really am excited about season 2.
Yeah, and it's a good vibe on the set. And I feel like it's, you know, I feel like it is one of those things where everybody is participating creatively. Like, we don't have writers, but, like, anybody in the entire crew can come up at any point and be like, hey, what if we do this? And we're like, yeah, let's fucking do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is one of those shows where I think people are, and I do think we're going to, I do believe that we're getting closer to making the show that we all want. Like, you know, we constantly talk throughout the season of like, oh, we want to do a little bit more comedy or bits or funny things or, you know, things that differentiate us from shows like Triple D. And I think as we showed more of that to Steven and to the powers that be, they were like, oh, we want more of that. So I do think in season 2, we're going to be able to get back to getting in there and trying to come up with funnier stuff and make it a little bit more comedic than just watch me eat as my stomach growls my throat into the mic.
Well, I remember in the pancake shop when you were making the pancakes, we all decided like, hey, why don't we throw flour on you?
Yeah, and that made it into the episode, by the way. Remember when David was like, I don't even know if that'll make it in, and it not only did it make it into the episode, it made it into the ad.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, that was an idea. It was like, how, because those pancakes literally make, they take like 20 minutes a piece.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I was just like, Jesus Christ, this is a, and it's a, there's so many ingredients. There's like 10 different kinds of flour in one pancake mix.
That's insane.
And so I was just like, how funny would it be if we do like a time lapse, we cut back to me and I'm just like, just destroyed by pancake ingredients. and of course, like everybody's just like, oh, I don't know, man. They don't like stuff like that. They don't, like, that's goofy. I don't know if they're gonna let that up. I was like, fuck it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And I think everybody agreed it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I don't even know if it was hilarious, but it was fun. It was a fun thing to just be like, let me get completely caked up to end the day and put flour and stuff all over my face and mess up my hair. And that played. People commented on that specific scene a bunch.
Yeah.
That they thought it was awesome. Really fun and funny. So, but that's a great example. Those are the kinds of things that in season 1, we thought we were taking huge risks by even attempting stuff like that. And then, you know, as time went on and we earned a little bit more trust, they were just like, yeah, do whatever you want. I mean, we can always cut it out.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, we tried to do some of those things in like the later episodes, Cub, after you weren't with us in Nashville, Louisville, and Cincinnati. And some of them made it in and some of them didn't. So, but I do think they're going to be a little bit more brave with taking risks with that kind of stuff moving forward, because I think they're learning that the goofiness, I think, is what resonates with people and makes the show do it. Like, we can't be Triple D because we're showing you 30 pounds of pancakes.
Yeah
like
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, no one's making these at home. Like, if you're trying to make these at home, you're a piece of shit. Or your Uncle Buck. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, so I love when that's my favorite complaint online is when an ad, like one of the clips gets posted and they share it on Facebook. And then everyone's just like, how am I even supposed to make this at home? It's like, you're not.
You're not.
We don't want, I don't know if you know this, but Food Network is not trying to get you to recreate these things at home. They're trying to get you to go to these restaurants and eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would give you measurements as we make things. Like, we're not trying to, you know, just take this and throw it into your $4,000 commercial stand mixer at home. That's how we make our dough. So you go ahead and knock yourself out. I don't know. It's crazy. But yeah, man, I'm excited for season two. I'm excited to have you back on the team because we missed you the second half of season one.
I missed you guys too. And while I was in New Orleans and all that stuff.
Are your friends divorced yet? I said that. I bet their marriage. I bet our show lasts longer than their marriage.
It's
been annulled. Okay, good. I knew it. I predicted it. I was saying, because he was like, listen, your friends only get married once. I can't miss this. And I was just like, yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You haven't been to a wedding? There's
just go to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'll get you guys next time. But was it, did it at least, I mean, I'm sure there was no ginormous food there, but was it at least a fun trip?
I mean, the cake was pretty big.
Yeah, I bet.
I mean, but yeah, no, it was, I did my best man duties perfectly.
Well, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back there, buddy. Jesus.
I mean, perfectly.
What is doing the best man job perfectly? Like, I didn't fuck the bridesmaids and ruin the wedding, so that's pretty perfect.
Exactly. I didn't lose the rings, so that's a win.
Oh, yeah, they put that on you? Isn't that supposed to be like a six-year-old's job?
You know, it's,
don't they have a ring bearer for that? Oh, okay. So the best man, you have to carry the real deals.
Yeah, the real deals.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. We had a great time. I went to New Orleans too and had a great time down there.
Yeah, I think
this is a city that I hope we really get to go to on the show.
I think we are. I think, you know, we scouted that for the pilot and we went with San Antonio instead of New Orleans, but I really think New Orleans will be one. I put a run together. And the three cities I picked with New Orleans was New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and then Alabama. So I don't know if we would do Mobile or Birmingham. It's kind of just whatever they come up with.
I'm going to go ahead and say Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Well, that's even barely a city.
Yeah. It was tough because neither of them really had an abundance of restaurants. But you said that's barely a city. That's where Desert Cub is from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just did a show there.
What was the turnout like for your show, Adam?
Well, it was a Portugal the Man show. Oh, okay. I was opening, so sold out.
Oh, okay. Well, then Birmingham must be pretty.
Yeah, we did the.
Yeah, are you a fan? Cubs into really obscure music too, by the way.
Am I a fan of what?
Yeah, Adam's friends with Portugal the Man, and he opened for them on their last tour.
Yeah, it was great. We did a show in Birmingham. Is there a Lyric Theater? Is that or no? That. That's in Birmingham. They had a historic colored entrance.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you
get
pictures with it?
I do have a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
They because you want to preserve that.
Yeah. I would go find a black friend and be like, come with me to this. I want to take a picture.
Oh, well, we had to go in when we initially got there. That was the entrance we had to use.
Oh,
and Chris Black, who was on the
list. Oh, is Chris with you?
Who was on Fightcast with you.
Yeah, I know Chris.
Yeah. He was dying that day already. He had like the flu. And then to top it off, we pull up to a venue where
there's a colored entrance.
A colored entrance that we all had to go through.
And he was just like, come on, man.
It was like the entrance. It's like, can't you open another door?
For
like,
the guy who has the flu and is not. Yeah. Yeah, that has to suck. Oh, man. That's funny. But Birmingham, right? Can't wait to film there.
It's a great town, guys.
Yeah, what a ringing endorsement. Yeah, the other one that was thrown out today by Steven himself was Hawaii. And I was just like, okay. Libby was like, I don't know if we should all get our hopes up about that, but if he's gonna okay the travel budget to do a Hawaii episode, then why not?
I mean, maybe I'll have another wedding. I don't know, but you know.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Yeah, Hawaii would be good. I mean, the travel's brutal, but, you know, once you're there. And then I think it would be cool if we ended up doing, like, you know what would be really badass?
You're just going to eat a big-ass block of Spam in Hawaii.
Yeah. You know? You know what would be, you know what would be really awesome is if we were able to do two Hawaii episodes where we did, like, a Honolulu and a Maui and just put the gear on a boat and take a boat between the islands.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
How long of a boat ride is that? Do you know, Cub?
I'm going to say 2 hours.
It's not that far, then.
No, I don't think so.
I'll take a boat. We'll charter a ship.
Yeah.
Head out on the seas.
I'm just throwing out numbers. I don't know anything about it.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be I'll tell you what though. I it's so weird, like ever since all those Lost at Sea movies came out, I can't be on a boat without thinking of the thing you should get us getting shipwrecked.
Yeah.
So like that'll be a fun. I'll be like, "You guys want to give me some sleeping pills cuz I'm just going to zonk out and pretend we're not on a ship." It's like it's the one thing to be on like a big ocean liner, like a cruise ship, but like when you're on something that holds 12 people comfortably, you're like, this is not a ship, this is a boat. Like you can call it a yacht, but it's a boat. and the right size whale could ruin our day. do you like how my brain immediately just turned us into the new fucking Moby Dick on a 2 hour boat ride between Maui and Honolulu? I'm a moron.
I was thinking what kind of show we could come up with out of that.
Yeah, right.
That
well, we
part of the episode.
It start. Yeah. Yeah, it's like it just turns into the Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
I would hope so.
Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite movies. I just watched that the other day, and it's like
it's a good movie.
It's such a good movie, and it's so funny. I feel like you can immediately determine how smart somebody's sense of humor is by putting a Wes Anderson movie on with them in a room, because I will put those movies on and I will laugh throughout the entire film, and people will look at me like, "What the fuck are you laughing at?" And I'm just like, "If you don't understand why that's funny, like you don't get sarcasm."
Those are a bunch of fools.
Yeah. My favorite, there's a scene in there where they're just like, in the opening scene when his friend Esteban gets eaten by what he calls a jaguar shark. They're premiering this in an Italian theater. That's like a Roman Colosseum. It's like 90 stories tall. Like anybody would watch an oceanographic documentary in an Italian theater, like he's at Cannes. and the one reporter goes, "Well, at the very least, this species is endangered. What would be the purpose of hunting it down and killing it?" And he just looks at her, pauses for like a minute, and he's like, "Revenge." Like, this is a guy who's a scientist who's dedicated his entire life, and he's like, "I'm just gonna go kill this thing." It's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah,
it's such a good movie. Well, all right, man. Well, it's good having you on, Cub, and I guess I'll be seeing you at the end of February.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Yeah, it sounds like that's going to be the plan moving forward. So I don't know where we're going to start. I think Libby said today we might start in Atlanta.
Nice.
Oh,
so I think we're going to do Atlanta. We said Atlanta, Charleston, and then Charlotte got vetoed. So we might do Knoxville. I said Memphis, but
yeah, Memphis.
Memphis makes all the sense in the world, but I think it's a bit of a haul from Charlotte and Atlanta.
You should go to Detroit.
That's on my summer list.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to Detroit in February. We may not go to Detroit ever.
Ever, yeah.
But you know, cuz I don't know if all that stuff in the water cooks out.
No, they got the good water.
Oh yeah,
in
Detroit
the Flint
does.
Situation.
Yeah, Flint's got the bad.
Flint used to get their water from Detroit and then it turned shitty when they stopped. Like, who saw that coming? Detroit's got the good water?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Crazy.
You
got
to get that good Detroit water. You know it's time to move when you're envious of Detroit's water. All right, man. Well, take it easy. Thanks for staying up with us late. I know it's late there, so.
Yeah, man. No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
It was a good time.
Yeah, and this will be up tomorrow, so keep an eye peeled for it.
I'll listen to it.
All right, sir. Have a good night.
See you guys.
All right.
See ya.
Give me the bloop sound. Make it bloop.
Where'd it go? Oh, he hung up too quick.
Oh, did he?
He blooped on his own.
He blooped out. He blooped us?
Yeah, he blooped us. Well, he got the bloop sound.
I need to make a call then.
Boop.
I just did it.
Adam just did it for you.
Oh my God, are you the guy that recorded that?
Yeah, yeah.
The first time?
I'm the voice of Skype.
So we kind of got like a crappy back half like view of that, but from what you saw, any feedback, any thoughts?
The
seafood UFO.
Seafood UFO looked pretty amazing. I'm sure there's things on there that I've never eaten. Like I've never eaten calamari.
You never had calamari in your whole life?
No.
Is it, well, because I heard the idea creep you out?
I've heard rumors that the round like fried calamari is actually pig anus.
Oh no! I mean, maybe some places.
Which I mean, if just be honest, I'll eat a fried pig anus. It's fine. Just tell me what the fuck is up.
Yeah, that's all. I'll eat duck. What was the Louis C.K. thing? Duck vaginas.
Yeah,
he's like, what's a better way to dominate a species than you just have a barrel of your vaginas next to a register as like an add-on sale. They're not even the main delicacy I'm coming in for. These are just throwaway vaginas.
Yeah, I did a show also in Baltimore on the Portugal the Man tour, and I didn't get to spend a lot of time there. So I didn't get to eat any seafood.
Well,
and
maybe
I regretted that
a
lot.
Maybe when I book you, come with me and we'll do a duo show.
I would be all for that.
And then we'll do it at Jimmy's. Let's do it at Jimmy's Seafood. Wouldn't be the first show I've done there. Oh my God. The night I did a comedy show at Jimmy's.
Uh-huh.
That was the place I went back. We were supposed to do a charity gig and then that fell through, but we ended up just doing a comedy show. And that night they fed me a surf and turf and it was like a full crab cake, a steak, and then I got like cream of crab. Well, there's two soups, right? There's cream of crab and then there's Maryland crab soup, which is like a red crab soup. It's like a Manhattan clam chowder, but with crab in it. They do a half and half where they just mix them shits.
Oh, really?
And I swear to God, it's the best soup I've ever had in my life. Mm. When you mix the two. I didn't even know that was a thing until we shot there. And then they were like, I like the consistency of the cream of crab, but I like the spiciness of the Maryland crab. And they go, why don't you just do the split? And I go, what the fuck is that?
Huh.
And they're just like, yeah, you mix them. And I was like,
I have never heard of
that. This is why I don't own a restaurant. And this is why you guys are killing it. And it is. Now I won't eat any. I won't get just the one kind of soup. If I go to a place and they go, we don't mix them, I'm like, then you don't sell soup.
Yeah.
You ain't selling no soup. So that was good. The pancakes, they were great, but I agree with Cub. They were very, very strong, very sweet. Like
yeah,
you take one bite of that and you're just like, boo!
Yeah.
It's like a shot to the nuts of sugar, man.
Pancakes I don't know if I'd be into.
Are you a pumpkin spice guy?
Nah, not really. It's fine. See? I'm not like an anti-pumpkin spice guy, but I don't seek it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's a very... I stay neutral in the pumpkin spice wars.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like attack people for liking it, but I also don't
You're
give
also
a shit.
Not all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there at all. And then the middle thing, the Chesapeake Pizza, we got to go there too.
Oh, yeah. I was messing with the camera, so I didn't see what was on the Chesapeake Pizza.
Oh, so the Chesapeake Pizza is Alfredo,
uh-huh.
Old Bay.
Okay.
Crab,
of course,
shrimp,
it's Maryland. Of course,
crab,
it's Old Bay.
Shrimp, broccoli, and then mozzarella and cheddar cheese.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it's one of the best. We talk about specialty pizzas, and maybe the best I've ever had.
Damn.
The Cub was like, I wasn't a big fan. I don't think he said he wasn't a big fan, but he said the chicken and waffle he liked more than the Chesapeake, but the Chesapeake I loved.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was the best pizza.
I'm not a big fan of pizza without red sauce.
I agree, which is why I was shocked that I was all about that pizza.
Nice.
But you don't want crab with red sauce, if that makes sense.
No, that's probably not.
Because the crab meat is too salty.
Yeah.
You could maybe do lobster in a red sauce.
Yeah,
but yeah, the crab. No, trust me, man. It is the perfect. Talk about a Chesapeake pizza, man. It is the perfect thing. So
sounds great.
Maryland was great. We got Richmond up next week, so we'll come back and do
nice.
We'll be back here Monday. If you're listening to this and you were tuned in and to the Facebook Live and we had the technical problems, sorry about that.
Yeah, we'll get it set. We got set up so late because we recorded the other thing, and I didn't think it was going to go that long.
Yeah, we just ran. We ran the light.
We did.
So no big deal.
Nothing new to us.
I feel like we're pretty good on time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're at 40-something?
About 50 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
we'll wrap this thing up and get out of here. I still have a dinner to eat tonight.
Yeah, I still have to eat. I still have to edit tomorrow's podcast.
What are you eating? What are you getting into?
I think I might make some pasta with vodka sauce and spicy Italian sausage.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. You make your own sauce?
No, I do. Of course not. I can.
I gotta make. But it's I gotta a whole make. Thing. I gotta make some for you, and then let you try it, and then see if I got a business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know when you have.
Have you ever had my chili? I could sell my chili.
No, you told me about your chili, but you made it, and I was like out of town, and you were like, "That shit's gone."
Oh yeah,
I came back like 3 days later. You were like, "Ah, it's too late."
I can blow through. Because
I think I was
out
of town, and you made the chili, and you're like, "Dude, when you get back, you gotta have this chili." And it was like one day too long. I was gone. You was like, "Nah, I killed that shit." You're like, "I got home at like 2 a.m. last night, and I just buried the rest of it." So.
Yeah. It's so fucking good.
Yeah. Dude, what do you do? What do you do? You make it hot?
I make it really spicy.
I love spicy.
I put a cinnamon stick in it when I start cooking.
Okay.
And then you take that out right
before
you serve it.
That's some Cincinnati shit. That's not, that doesn't
seem
like
your cup of
tea. Yeah, but
it's not. It's, with Cincinnati, there's also like chocolate in it. And
sometimes.
It's a whole thing. It's the whole thing that gives it that garbage taste that Cincinnati
garbage taste.
Chili is known for.
I'll tell you what, though. If you smother it with 1,000 pounds of cheddar cheese, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think of it more of like a poutine than a chili.
Yeah,
and I think
kinda.
When I do that, it doesn't offend me the way that I feel like it offends you by calling it chili. I don't like beans in my chili at all. Like, I'm a purist Texas chili
guy. I do put beans in
way.
My chili, but not a lot.
I'm not a beans guy in chili at all. I find the texture just gross.
And I also use turkey burger instead of ground beef.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gives it a little different flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a lot of vegetables and crunch in my chili, so I use a lot of
onion. I can't
do
that.
You don't do onion and pepper and stuff?
No, I put stewed tomatoes in it.
Okay.
And a can of tomato juice. It's more like it's more of a soup. Well, no, it's still pretty thick, but it's not like a pan chili. It's kind of
what are you thicken it with?
Well, if it needs to be thickened, I use flour.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like a roux based chili.
Yeah, but usually it's fine. Just putting the spices in thickens it up a little.
Yeah, yeah. I make a pretty mean one too, but I do mine's like a really really thick. I use a lot of meat. I use a lot of onion, pepper.
Well, hey, fuck you.
Okay. Sorry. You use beans. I don't listen. I feel like we're on two political ends of the spectrum. We're never going to find a middle ground.
Never.
But we both hate the gays.
Something we can agree on.
I'm kidding. We love the gays. Without you, there'd be no Food Network. Well, there might be a Food Network, but there definitely wouldn't be a Bravo. And I love the shit out of Bravo.
Bravo's great.
Bravo's great television. I watch Top Chef, and then I watch Andy, what's his name? Watch What Happens Live. Andy Cohen?
I don't know. I don't watch a ton of Bravo.
Yeah, no, I watch way too much. I like to watch gay guys sell houses in Beverly Hills that I'll never be able to afford
to
buy.
That's fun. That's
Million
always
Dollar
fun.
Listing? That's a great show. I love that show. All right, let's speaking of shows, let's fucking end this one.
Let's wrap it up.
I'm done. All right, well, thanks for doing this as always, man.
Yeah, thank you.
And,
this is always fun.
We'll be back next week for Richmond.
Yeah, and we'll try to get the live stream working next week.
We say that every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when we first started making Ginormous Food, our producer was like, you don't really know what your show is until episode 7 or 8. It's going to be the same way with Bike Companion.
Yeah.
We're not actually going to know how to do it until episode 8.
Yeah, we're getting there. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Get off our fucking backs.
Yeah, calm down, everybody.
Jesus.
Hey, pig. Yeah, you. Hey, pig, piggy, pig, pig, pig.